Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. Coming up at 5:25, we'll make our picks for week two of the NFL season and a couple of college games thrown in, although not nearly a full schedule of college football on tap. And at 5:40 today, our teacher segment will continue with Ed Belson. He is an English teacher and comes highly regarded from Derby High School.
Who highly regarded him?
I've gotten recommendations for teachers from near and far.
Good.
And I appreciate everyone who's reached out. If you are interested in promoting a teacher, or you are a teacher and would like to come on the show and talk about teaching with us, we're going to do this for the next few weeks. You can send me a message at Bob Lutz on Twitter, Bob at KFH Radio on email. I'm pretty easily accessible, so we're trying to line up teachers for the next few weeks. So reach out. Cleveland and Cincinnati tonight on Thursday Night Football.
Snoozer.
Intriguing game, and here's why. If Cleveland doesn't win,
it's over.
I feel bad for Kevin Stefanski.
Why?
He's only in his first year. Let's give the guy some rope here.
It's not his fault. That's a dysfunctional organization. Well, from the owner.
Give the guy a chance. They gotta mess with their quarterback. They gotta get Mayfield out. I told you that they should be starting Case Keenum.
Okay, but he's not the answer. So
he's better than Mayfield. Find
not
a little bit of stability and go with it.
Okay, but what happens when Case Keenum goes 2-7? In his state.
Maybe he won't. Maybe
okay,
he'll have
is that a
chemistry
chance you're,
with Odell.
You're willing to
yes,
take?
Absolutely.
And then you must And then you must draft a quarterback.
It's an absolute no-brainer for me.
No, that's not a no-brainer to admit failure 3 years in on a number one overall pick.
If they lose tonight.
But that's what you're doing, though. And that for a franchise that hasn't had a sustained quarterback.
There's been nothing about Baker Mayfield that makes anyone think he's the answer.
Okay, but you can't act like it's an easy decision
It's an easy decision.
Oh, please.
You don't
even believe that.
These are the decisions you make if you want to win.
No, Case Keenum is not the decision you make if you want to win. The decision.
I'm not talking about Case Keenum.
Then what are you talking about?
I don't think Baker Mayfield is the answer.
Fine.
He's in his third year now.
That's great for you to think that.
We don't need to see anymore.
They have a first year coach and a first year general manager who might not be as eager to just say, screw it. We drafted him number one overall, but we're done with that now.
Well, I'm telling them how to best run their football
Because then you
team.
Have to overturn Odell Beckham. You probably have to trade him. Who knows what you do with Jarvis Landry? They just signed a tight end in Austin Hooper. So, yeah, they've made a
you
lot
of
decisions.
You understand that I'm telling them what to do.
Great.
And I know.
And I'm trying to
I can save them a lot of heartache. Baker Mayfield is not your answer. He's in his third year. He has thrown for 50 touchdowns and 36 interceptions. That does not get it done, my friend.
Fine.
After a rookie season in which he looked serviceable, 27 touchdowns.
He wasn't serviceable. He was good.
27 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, 64% almost completion percentage. He was good. He has dramatically slipped over the last 17 games.
Fine.
To the point where he's in the bottom third of NFL quarterbacks.
But you have to understand
that
your knee-jerk reactions aren't shared by front offices in the NFL.
Front offices maybe they should listen to me more.
No, I mean, I can't even entertain that. I mean, if we want to have like a real discussion about this, we absolutely can. But to just say, oh, they're going to discard Baker Mayfield, that resets the entire franchise. You have to start over at that
point. Quarterback resets throughout the history of the NFL. It's not that big a deal.
Okay, but the Browns might not be as eager to make one of those.
Let's get to Chuck. Chuck, thanks for your call.
A team that has some success.
Anything to interrupt Jeff right now. What do you have, Chuck?
Hey, a couple of...
That's just funny, isn't it, Chuck? Ha-ha, interrupt Jeff. Ha-ha.
No, it wasn't funny. I just go with the flow, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.
I mean, you got the captain's chair, and he kind of tells me what to do, so I just follow orders.
Fair enough.
Hey, a comment and a question, Bob and Jeff. The comment is just to throw out for your listeners, is sometimes the conversation seems to run around that a vaccine is going to be the solution to this, but, you know, vaccines aren't 100% effective. They're only in the 40 to 60% range. So, you know, it still could be the problem. At least that's for flu vaccines. And then the other question that maybe when the doctor's on next time, I would be interested to know, we're going into flu season. How are we going to track the difference between our normal flus that we get during the flu season and COVID-19, even if we can test with false positives, but every time somebody coughs and runs a fever, is that going to create a situation that's, you know, going to involve, you know, cautious results?
Well, you've given me an idea. The next time we have Dr. Rockley on, we'll open up the phone lines so that our listeners can ask questions. I think he would be okay with that. Of course, it will depend on if he is or not. But I think would be a good way to approach a segment with Dr. Rockley.
Yeah, even if you don't approach it, you might just try to jot that down. And the next time you have him on is how we're going to differentiate between the normal flu and the COVID and, you know, how the reactions might be.
All right, thanks, Chuck.
Thanks,
good idea.
Bob.
Good
Thank
question.
You. We appreciate it. 869-1240. So anyway, you're never going to agree with me, but Baker Mayfield is not going to pan out in Cleveland.
It's not about whether I'm agreeing with that or not.
Ask me about the front office's willingness to acknowledge or admit that. The front office of the Indians? What do you want them to do? You want them to stand pat? Are you a front office advocate now?
It's not about being an advocate. Why do you think I'm advocating for the front office? Are you now rubber stamping every move or non-move?
Good front grief. Office man.
Do you ever listen when people talk? I mean, I'm making a reasoned, rational point about how
You're siding with front office.
I'm not
people.
Siding with anybody. I'm telling you that front offices are not eager to admit failure because that's the kind of stuff.
You know,
that
the front offices that win. They admit failure.
No, they don't. They get it right. That's the front offices that win. When you fail, you lose your job. So you don't just, hey, we failed on that one, owner, Mr. Haslam. Sorry about that. That's not going to fly. We've seen that owner fire general managers
and coaches.
Ask me about
a quarterback. Give me a quarterback, and
no.
I'll tell you if they're going to pan out.
I will not. I'm not going to do
it. Play the game.
I don't want to do that.
Just name a quarterback.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater is a good stopgap quarterback
in
Carolina.
What's the difference between him and Baker Mayfield?
Teddy Bridgewater's better.
How? Like, what are your metrics?
What do you mean,
that?
How? I mean, it's obvious he's better.
It's not obvious. He was a backup last year.
Right.
He lost his job in Minnesota.
He was a backup to Drew Brees.
Correct.
Nobody.
So is Jameis Winston the next great thing? Because he's now the backup to Drew Brees.
Jameis Winston, I would not completely write off yet, although it doesn't look great for him. But I'm not ready to completely say he's done. Teddy Bridgewater is a good interim guy. He's not the future in Carolina, but he'll be okay.
Okay, but having a guy like Teddy Bridgewater means that the Panthers will not be looking for the next guy. They feel as if he is the guy, not necessarily to.
Well,
he's not a superstar.
You know what? I wouldn't count him out of being the guy.
But it's not like the Panthers.
I'd say that he has a better chance of being the guy in Carolina than Baker Mayfield does of being the guy in Cleveland.
Fine. But
last year, filling in for Drew Brees, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in 9 games, a 68% completion percentage, and a rating of 99.1. That's much better than Baker Mayfield. I mean, it's not even close. You can't even have a conversation.
Last year?
Yes.
He played 4 games?
He played 9 games.
How many passes did he?
Drew Brees was out a significant part of last season.
Like 4 games. How many passes?
He threw 196 passes last year.
Okay, so about 5 games worth of passes.
5 games worth of passes?
Yeah.
He started 9 games.
He didn't start 9 games.
Of course he did.
He played 9 games. He did not start 9 games.
Are you out of your mind? I think you've lost your mind.
No. He did not start 9 games.
Drew Brees was out.
For like 4 weeks.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
What? I can't do the show with somebody who just pops off. I can't do it anymore.
Well, then you can't do it with you.
I'm done. I quit. How's that?
Good. Bring in somebody else.
I mean, I can't do it anymore.
Drew Brees played 11 games.
He started 6 games.
He started 5.
6.
No, he started 5. Drew Brees, started 11 games. There are 16 games in a season.
Teddy Bridgewater threw almost 200 passes last season. He is clearly a better quarterback at this stage of his career.
But you understand, for a team to draft a quarterback,
give me another quarterback.
They basically have to be in the bottom 5.
Give me another. Baker Mayfield is in the bottom 5.
I don't know that I agree with that.
Give me 5 that are worse.
Sam Darnold.
Only because of his team.
Oh, he's bad.
No. Sam Darnold is not bad.
He's really bad.
Give me another one that's worse than Mayfield.
Well, I'm going to find the standings.
And don't say Mitchell Trubisky.
Mitchell Trubisky is worse.
He had a very good opening game. Where are you going with this?
I don't know. I can't just think of every team on the fly. I don't know that Gardner Minshew is long-term better than Baker Mayfield.
You wouldn't take Gardner Minshew over Baker Mayfield?
I would not trade Baker Mayfield for Gardner Minshew straight up.
So you hold out hope for Baker Mayfield. Just say it.
Who can be?
No, I ask you a direct question.
I'm explaining my answer.
Do you or do you not think Baker Mayfield is a long-term solution at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns?
I don't know. But he has more potential to be a star-level player than does Gardner Minshew. That's all I'm saying. So I would not make that.
A star-level player. You're telling
he still has a
who
ceiling.
Who would you take, Derek Carr or Baker Mayfield?
Probably Carr.
Drew Lock or Baker Mayfield?
Drew Lock. I'm just talking about Derek Carr's floor is much higher than Baker Mayfield. So that's a safer pick than to say Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's floor is he's out of the league
Daniel
in 2 years.
Daniel Jones or Baker Mayfield?
Jones.
Carson Wentz or Baker Mayfield?
That's tough.
It's tough?
Yeah, Wentz isn't.
Are you out of your mind?
Wentz is nothing.
Wentz is nothing.
He's not that good.
That's crazy.
And if he had
Jared Goff or Baker
Jared
Mayfield?
Jared Goff is not that good.
Jared
either.
Goff or Baker Mayfield? Jared Goff played in a Super Bowl.
I get that. But starting with that Super Bowl, he's been pretty mundane as a quarterback.
Let's get to Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, fellas. Wanted to just weigh in on your discussion and comparison of quarterbacks. I got to believe that Baker Mayfield or any of the names that Bob, that you mentioned, if you put them in the right system, I mean, you put Baker Mayfield with Sean McVay, or you put Baker Mayfield with New Orleans coach, Sean...
Payton.
What's his name?
Huh? Payton.
Yep. Yeah, Sean Payton. You put Baker Mayfield with any one of those two coaches, and you're going to have a guy that's a Pro Bowler, I believe. I don't think
there's no way.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's no question.
He's got Odell Beckham, who he can't bring into the fold. Odell Beckham has been awful since he arrived in Cleveland.
No question, Bob.
He was an all-world receiver before.
But part of that's on Odell.
You're dismissing the importance of a system and a coach that knows what they're doing.
And consistency. He's on his third coach.
Exactly.
Every excuse in the world flying out for this guy. Thanks, Mark.
You could see him.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's – why don't we give him a pillow and a binky?
There's a scenario in which Mayfield becomes a Teddy Bridgewater-like player. He's on his third team or something, and, okay, we'll give Mayfield a shot, and he does okay. That's a plausibility. It's also plausible that he's finished. It's also plausible that he becomes a Pro Bowler at his next stop. It may not happen.
Which of those are you taking if you had to bet on one?
If I had to bet on one, I'd probably take the safest bet, which is that he becomes a serviceable starter for a franchise other than the Browns.
That doesn't win.
Not necessarily.
Was he brought in to win?
He was brought in to set the tone for a franchise that had been moribund over the last two decades. Yes.
There's a better word for that than moribund.
Moribund.
Okay?
What is it?
I don't know, but there's got to be a better word.
Look up moribund. I guarantee you
it's a good word. If you're writing, it's fine. Don't ever say that word on radio again.
I like saying
writing
words. He
was the number one pick.
Correct.
Number one.
As was Goff, who, just because he got to a Super, that's the only thing, and I get that's a huge achievement, but Jared Goff is pretty okay as a quarterback. He's nothing special.
I'll take Jared Goff all day and all night. Yeah, I'm down on Baker Mayfield. I just don't see it.
Well, I know, and when if he throws
and he'll get outplayed tonight by Joe Burrow.
He won't, and if he...
He will. Watch the game. I'll text you.
I don't think I can. I don't have NFL Network.
Good for you. I got it.
Good for you.
I'll watch the game, and I'll text you about it.
Okay.
Because I'm right. Eric, you're next. Eric, you're on the show.
I'm sorry. There?
You're good. What's up?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Okay. So I'm a lifelong OU fan and from Tuttle, Oklahoma. My brother went to high school with Jason White. Baker Mayfield is a joke.
Maybe so.
He is. He is a joke. He is not worth it. You could just watch the game the other day and everything else. He has every reason to do well. You know, he's got, regardless of, you know, all, you know, the coaching carousel, they're all offensive-minded coaches. They're all offensive-minded coaches, and he hasn't produced anything. He has all the weapons in the world, and he just doesn't make it work. And the idea of him being some type of a Pro Bowler with either Sean Payton or Sean McVay, you know, the deal is that, I mean, he'd be at best equal to Jared Goff, you know, and Jared Goff is, I think, a lot better than Baker Mayfield, I agree. But he's still nothing special or anything to really kind of look at. So, I mean, Baker needs – he's – no, I think – no, they – I – no, they need to
– That's a fair point. He does have two really good running backs, two really good receivers, and two really good receiving tight ends.
And a good tight end.
Two of them.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Let's get to Dan the man before we take a break. Dan, quickly.
All right, quickly. Four coaches in 2.5 seasons. Remember that. That's what's killing Baker Mayfield. The Browns should have hired Lincoln Riley. Four, maybe. I think four coaches in 3 years, something like that. That's the problem.
Wah,
they're running the wrong system. If they would have shelled out the money, they could have had Lincoln Riley, and the Browns would be set forever.
Nah,
Baker is the
can't
magic
play.
Man.
This guy can't play. Well, thank you, Dan.
Send him to New England, and we'll show you.
We got to get to a break. We're going to come back and make our picks.
I knew Dan like that.
I love Dan.
Wah. Don't just shuffle him off.
I like Dan. Wah.
Great.
Stay with us. Picks are next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.